Hey humans, we all know life can get mean, rude, and nasty sometimes. You just need to get away, but you just can't take a jet somewhere. You're not an Avenger. Who has that kind of money? So why not do what Clark and I do and take a homemade vacation with a shot of Malort?
Chad?
When you're in a bind, you need to leave it behind. Knock yourself out with Malort. Proud sponsor of the Chad the Bird podcast. Hey, last week was a call to arms, so like, attention!
You like me, cause it could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Bird! Humans, persons, sapiens, and anthropoids, listen the fuck up! You've been here for more than 200,000 years. That we know of. Could be longer, could be from space. You all saw Stargate, and if you didn't, then get your ass back in the living room and Amazon Prime Video that masterpiece into your life. I do not have time to hold your hand. This is serious. All these years, you've lived blissfully under the assumption that you were the most, the main event, the non-peril of badness and radness. You figure just because you can walk upright, order Thai food, and spoil the latest Marvel movie that you're the damn jam. King of the fucking ring. Captain slams with the sweetest moves. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're nothing. You're a nibble, a nosh, a nom for this world, and you know it. Just look at the way you freak out when it rains. It's just liquid water in the form of droplets that have condensed from atmospheric water vapor, and they're heavy enough to fall under gravity. No need to run around like you're on fire or drive like you forgot how cars work. And yet, as soon as nature takes a turn, you trip up. So sit down, you basics. You're losing the war. And make no mistake, you are at war. Oh, the enemy is cunning. It is wily and wild and always watching. Behind you, around you, in the shadows, in the light of the morning rush while you're waiting for the sweet latte that you swore off, but it's fucking Thursday, and you've been good all week. Time to treat yourself, right? Wrong! You should be latte-ing every day like it's the last Starbucks you'll see, because it just might be the way you're going. Unaware, unfazed, and unconcerned about the battle being waged all around you. You think you can just Netflix, Grubhub, and chill your way out of this? Tell that to the other guy. Oh, wait, you can't, because he's dead. Gone, snatched out of existence by a callous god that can't be bothered, and you're still waiting for that latte. Eyes front! Now, I'm not saying you should just lay down and let the worms get at you because you know they're forming a line. No, fuck the worms. What kind of creature's face looks like its ass? It's lazy. That's what it is. No, I'm saying today is the day that you get off your ergonomic chair, back the fuck up from your stand-up desk, and sun salute your ass up off that reversible Lululemon yoga mat and fight back. I don't expect you to get it. No one ever does until they're staring into the rosy-colored grease stain that was their best friend's face. But I do expect you to never forget, never give up, and never fucking surrender, because God damn it, you're beautiful, and you're worth fighting for. So get in step, watch your six, and get your gear. Because war doesn't need your PIN for authorization, no. It charges you whether you accept it or not, unless you're overdrawn, and then your balance is negative, fuck you, and then the next guy picks up the fees. Attention! Now, the first step to victory is to know who your enemy is so you can see him coming. Well, if you didn't know who you were fighting, it'd be a Facebook comment section of chaos. So take out your earbuds and listen up, because the enemy is already here. In your homes, in your gardens, in your cabinets, and under your beds. And the kick in the sack of this whole thing is you brought him in. You call him whatever you want. Cute, floofy, snug him, bug him. You're not hurting for a sickening word for their species. But around here, we call them cats. Or more specifically, Felis catus. Or as I like to call them, fur-covered murder lizards. Around 9,500 years ago, something happened to you humans that made you lose your goddamn minds and start keeping these hairy death worms as pets. Used to be you kicked them right the fuck out for coming too close, but somehow they learned how to charm the fight right out of you. And now they're walking on your carpet, sleeping in your beds, dominating your Instagram feed. You even wear fleece kick roomy onesies and roll around on the floor like a crazy asshole, honoring them, adoring them, doing anything for them. When they can see better than you, hear better than you, and were designed by the gods to be a perfect killing machine. Retractable claws, razor sharp teeth, eyes that can spot food of any kind in the dark. But by all means, let's let them run the house. Piss and ammonia, and that shit eats through metal like they're the goddamn alien. And instead of standing your ground against these linty assassins, you give them names like Professor Cuddles or Madam Smooch or Lola. When they don't give a shit what you call them, they're out for blood. And when their eyes turn black like a shark, and they start hissing like a burst air pump and screaming like a tormented demon in an Irish folktale, you make excuses. Blame yourself and give them what they want. Make no mistake, they know how to work you. And they've been working you for centuries. Planning, scheming, working together in secret to unleash hell on earth. And it has begun. April 2nd. Kruger National Park, South Africa. A suspected poacher was murdered by an elephant and then eaten by lions. Rangers know this because they found his head and pants left over like the last bits of takeout you just couldn't possibly finish. Now granted, good, that guy's a piece of shit. It's hubris, fuck poachers. But this attack means the elephants are in on it and they never forget. April 17th. Mohegan Sun Country Club in Baltic, Connecticut. Mike Popkowski was hospitalized after fighting off a bobcat that had previously attacked a horse named Bella that afternoon. According to Mike, a friend warned him about the approaching bobcat, so he was able to take the attack backwise, and fuck lucky that was, because it split his head and bit his arms and shoulders. The Connecticut Wildlife Division has been tracking bobcats recently because their population has been increasing, and that means they're mobilizing. April 20th, Topeka, Kansas Zoo. 7-year-old Sumatran tiger named Sanjeev tackled, bit, and lacerated a zookeeper's head, back, neck, and arm just for doing their fucking job. Zoo director Barbara Wiley said, quote, he did what a wild animal does, what a tiger does. Like that was some fucking excuse. It's not an excuse, it's a warning that we should be fighting back. And also, no shit, where the fuck are you even letting those things entertain your children? April 22nd. Former Las Vegas illusionist turned executive director Jonathan Kraft was mauled by a Bengal tiger as he tried to move the animals back inside during a thunderstorm at the Keepers of the Wild Nature Park in Valentine, Arizona. Now, if you think being attacked by a tiger is scary, imagine it during a fucking thunderstorm. That's the kind of cold, calculated fear tactics that they are capable of. Shock and awe. None of these humans were murdered except that poacher, but fuck that guy. So we can count our lucky stars that though the feline menace drew first blood, we will live to fight another day. And fight we shall! For it is known that the members of the Panthera family are not to be domesticated. Their mini counterparts are fast, wily, and though small, capable of the same bedlam as these larger, stronger career soldiers. So don't trust a single goddamn one of them. My God! We will not have another month of mayhem like April 2019. Now I know you're scared. Lord knows I am too. But we cannot let fear win the day. So stand at attention, grab your shit, and take down every scratching post, dump every litter box, burn every can of fancy feast you see. No more will we dangle goofy knit mice at the end of wires to entertain like indentured jesters. No more will we take the nips and scratches like gaslit prisoners with Stockholm Syndrome, and we will use our laser pens for presentations like God fucking intended. No more shall we suffer under the tyranny of feral screaming in the night looking for a hot fuck, or constant tonal abuse just because they see a fun thing under the couch and can't get at it, causing us to pause our games. Why, I want to live in a world where our couches will be clean, our allergies will be at bay, our homes smelling sweet, not like piss, and our boxes and trash cans can rest undisturbed, don't you? Of course you do! So no more resting, no more excuses. Bag him and tag him and get a fucking dog. Stand with me, link arms, and march, for together we can win this thing. We can fight back. Together we can get back to watching Stargate on Amazon Prime Video without interruption. Humans, together, you can take back this planet.
Humans. Humans, give it up for Chad the Bird.
Wow.
So actually, I think that entire episode was a Game of Thrones spoiler, now that I think about it, right? I mean, it's hard to talk about whether or not it was a spoiler without spoiling it. So, like, you know, like when blank blanks the blank, it's a bit like when I was doing the thing. This is hard. I don't want to do a Game of Thrones podcast because I would ruin it. I'd be like, well, I don't want to say anything, because they're like, well, people wouldn't listen to this. I'm like, well, you don't know. They could stumble onto this episode. They're like, no, this is for true fans. They only listen after the episodes. I'm like, what if some toddler accidentally picks up his parents' podcast app on their phone and accidentally listens to this episode and it spoils the Battle of Winterfell? Like, think about that. You just did that to that kid. No warnings whatsoever. It's just irresponsible to even have after-show talky things. Except for Game of Thrones. Because Jonathan Van Ness is a national treasure. I said it. I meant it. The whole thing. I said everything and I meant it. Look, here's the thing. I'm not going to back down. People, here, my people have been attacked by the feline menace since Tom and Jerry. Okay? So, oh no, not Tom and Jerry, it's Sylvester and Tweety.
That's true.
See, it took Clark a second to go, wait, which one is it? That's like people thought that Shaq was in, wait, that Sinbad was in a movie called Shazam, when it was Shaq was in a movie called Kazam. It's like that just happened right there. Tom and Jerry is about a cat and a mouse. Tweety and Sylvester is about a bird and a cat. You just went on that journey with us, people. The mind is amazing. It's a maze of amazing.
This goes back a long ways.
It definitely does.
Egypt, at least.
Oh, yeah. The fight between cats and birds is Egyptian. We know that. Everyone knows that. It's in the hieroglyphs. Which are the emojis of the Egyptians? Anyways, special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. Special thanks to the Green Mill for hosting us every Saturday. Special thanks to the one and only Jepson's Malort for sponsoring the Chadcast. We know you. We love you. But it's a tough love. If you're tough enough to listen to this, you can do a shot of Malort. I believe in it. And then, I don't know, who else? Jacob Serio, who does our recordings. And RIP Peter Mayhew, for those of you in the future. 74 years old. We'll be talking about it next episode. So bring a hanky in your fandom. Which I didn't realize, tomorrow is May the 4th. So, like, we're talking about Peter Mayhew on Star Wars Day. Totally by accident. The universe is sometimes spectacular. Not to end on a down note, the man was a legend and he lived a great life. So, you know, drink up to the legend himself. And we'll talk more about that next week. I'm going to go, because I got to do stuff. Do you have any parting words for our people out there that may have had an issue with me ragging on cats?
I'm sure you'll do a dog episode someday.
No, man, dogs are great.